More than 1 in 5 adults in Nevada live with a disability, yet most of them, looking for work, are unable to find a job. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick explores the barriers to employment for people with special needs and what's being done to help them.
I guess I'd email to Terry.
Checking emails, collaborating with coworkers. It's really just another day in the office for Stormy Latimer. She's an intern for the Nevada Department of Veterans Services in Reno. This summer, she's also been creating spreadsheets and redesigning one of the agency's brochures.
I just tried to use different images or try to place them to where the composition's a bit more interesting.
She's a recent University of Nevada Reno graduate and part of a new crop of interns working at state agencies this summer. Young people with disabilities.
I was diagnosed with autism. Now it's more Asperger's or high functioning. I think when I'm a disability, I think in some ways that kind of gives me motivation to show them, okay, no, I can do this. I know I have this disability, but let me try and see for yourself.
The state of Nevada recently launched a pilot program to help young people with disabilities like Latimer land government internships and get job experience. Gray Matthews is a rehabilitation counselor for the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, the agency running the program. She says it offers more than just a line on a resume.
They're also learning the small things that you don't think about, like dress codes, how to adhere to them, taking supervisor feedback.
Matthew's role is to play matchmaker between employers and potential workers. So far, she's placed 43 interns into positions at state agencies. But Helena Berger says there's still a stigma around people with special needs that hinder employers from giving them a chance. She's the president and CEO of the American Association of People with Disabilities.
There's sometimes a fear if that person, you know, like any other individual, doesn't work out, that maybe you'll get sued based on the disability. Maybe the accommodation is too costly.
According to a survey of nearly 1,200 employers conducted by the Job Accommodation Network, nearly 60% of accommodations cost employers nothing, while the rest cost around $500. And most employers say providing them increased employee retention, productivity, and overall morale. But Berger says there's another issue. When people with disabilities earn above a certain threshold, they lose Social Security disability income and Medicaid eligibility.
So as a result, many people with disabilities do not want to go to work, or they'll turn down promotions or additional hours that increase their pay because they fear they will lose their Social Security disability income. So that benefit becomes a disincentive.
Berger says the labor force participation rate for people with disabilities is roughly 20% versus 69% for those without disabilities. Aside from the state's efforts, some local organizations are also working to turn the tide. One of them is High Sierra Industries, a not-for-profit organization in Reno that offers hands-on training and job placement services for people with special needs. They get more than half of their funding through Medicaid and operate a manufacturing and logistics business that helps cover the rest. President LaVon Brooks says their mission is to teach, support, and advocate for people with disabilities.
How do we create an opportunity for people to fulfill what they want to do with their lives, and how do we get out of the way? And then how do we remove obstacles for them so that they can achieve those things?
She says one key challenge comes from a lack of understanding about people with special needs.
People with intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, and so on are really still that part of our population in this culture who continue to be marginalized, who we continue to know very little about, who we continue to only understand through a stereotypical lens.
There does seem to be some forward momentum in this movement. Starbucks is hiring people with disabilities at their roasting facility in Minden, and the state of Nevada celebrated the 10th year of its Crave Camp, a week-long event that helps recent high school graduates with special needs prepare to attend college or enter the workforce. But Brooks and others say for things to really change for people with disabilities, it's up to more employers to give them an opportunity. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.